Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. I'm excited today to return to the Arcturian Council and read some mind-blowing channelings. The Arcturian Council is channeled by Daniel Scranton. You can find these at danielscranton.com. These are very recent channelings, as recent as July 14th, 2025. The Arcturian Council is a ninth dimensional group of higher dimensional beings who channel teachings of a spiritual nature dedicated to our shift on this planet and our ability to create realities. This particular group of channelings covers a variety of amazing topics, including Your Ascension Has Begun, Now What? The Mass Awakenings to Come, Energies in ET Contact, Are They Dragging You Down or Are We Lifting You Up, The Solstice Energies, The Rest of 2025 and Beyond, Our Physical and Emotional Pain Needed to Grow, and so many more. It has been a real joy to read these channelings on this channel. Be sure to check out the Arcturian Council playlist, where I have read a number of amazing channelings, including his books on channeling higher dimensional beings. Daniel Scranton is one of the nicest people I know. He's so nice to allow us to read these channelings. It feels like I'm reading the words of angels. Please support this episode if you want me to continue reading channelings. Your ascension has begun. Now what? Greetings. We are the Arcturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. You've already begun your ascension. You have ascended from the third dimension to the fourth, and you are ascending into the fifth, but you are doing so gradually and at your own pace. You do not need to be in a hurry to get there, and you will find that patience comes more easily to you when you are in a state of trust, when you have faith that you are ascending, and so is everyone else. Now, what does that mean exactly? It means you have access to more of your light body, and you can heal more quickly. It also means you can manifest more quickly than ever before. It means you are accessing more and more of your spiritual gifts, and you are connecting to other beings from other dimensions and star systems, especially while you're asleep. One of the ways in which you can experience more of the fifth dimension is through remembering your astral travels, and so we recommend that you do that as you are falling asleep. And you can even set an intention to go to different places and connect with different beings that you want to connect with. You see, the realization that you are creating your reality 100% of the time is also indicative of the fact that you are shifting your consciousness. You are getting closer and closer to a fifth dimensional frequency range to exist in, and that's very exciting. You will have extraterrestrial contact there on Earth before you complete the shift, and by interacting with these human ET hybrids, you will raise the vibrations. You will have better coping mechanisms and strategies for living on your Earth and in harmony with her. You will get a lot out of ET contact that will go beyond just knowing that you're not alone in the universe. You also have the ability to receive more downloads, activations, and upgrades in the waking state, as well as in the sleep state, so that it is something else for you to set intentions for as you are drifting off to sleep. But in the waking state, you can also tell your spirit guides what activations you are most interested in receiving. As we said previously, it is better to be patient when it comes to the completion of the ascension and enjoy the ride than it is to impatiently wait for some big event to occur outside of you. You are there for the journey, and the journey includes everything we have just laid out for you. All of that means that you do not need to be in a hurry to get to the fifth dimensional frequency range, since you already have access to so much of what being in the fifth dimension will provide you. See what you can activate, download, and manifest today by simply believing more in the possibility and believing in yourself as an awakened soul who is consciously ascending to the fifth dimension. Doing it consciously means you get to enjoy it more, and you are more likely to see everything as bringing you closer to the completion of the ascension. You are there to do it, and you are there to help others do it. And one of the ways you help others to ascend is by having that certainty, that knowing inside of you that ascension at this point is a guarantee for humanity, because it is already happening. We are the Arcturian Council, and we have enjoyed connecting with you. The Mass Awakenings to Come. Greetings, we are the Arcturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. We are very excited to be here with you, to guide you, and to offer you our assistance. We are joyous beyond measure to see so many more people waking up all the time. And we want to assure you that you are a part of a human collective that is shifting to a higher dimensional framework, a higher dimensional experience of reality. This means that many of the people that you see around you who are asleep at this moment will be waking up to the truth of who they really are. And you may be part of that for them. You may be the one who has planted just enough seeds so that when something happens in their experience, they know to come to you for further explanation. They also have plans with the higher selves and spirit guides that they have to have certain experiences that will further their awakening process. Awakening is a process for most people, and it does not happen all at once. By you being exactly who you are setting an example, and you are leading the way for others around you to also awaken to the truth of who they really are. And in case you don't know what our definition is of being awake here, it is being awake means that you know that you are an aspect of source energy, and you know everyone else is as well. That's it. That's all it takes to qualify as a member of the awakened collective. Now, once you know that, of course, you have to live it. And that can be the tricky part for all of you, because you have to let go of a lot of old ideas, old beliefs, old patterns of thought and behavior that say you are something else, like a lowly human being. Now, there's nothing low about being a human being. And you all know what we mean by that. That is the label that many people have for themselves and others. They put God or Source and the ascended masters and archangels up on a pedestal and think of themselves and everyone else as only a human being. And that's something that you need to change in order to really embody the Source energy self, the divine self that you truly are. Now, with all of these awakenings coming, it will be easier for people to accept that they are part of a larger community known as the Galactic Community or Galactic Family. It will be a stepping stone to allowing these ETs into their lives, and for others, it will be the presence of ETs that helps them to awaken to who and what they really are, because, of course, the ETs know who they really are and who you all really are. So do not worry about being all by yourself in your family or in your community as an awakened soul. There will be more who will be joining you and joining you soon. And you will have so much more in common with your next door neighbor before you know it. In the meantime, keep being who you are and allowing anyone else to join you in your quest to know yourself more completely as a source energy being. We are the Arcturian Council, and we have enjoyed connecting with you. Are they dragging you down, or are we lifting you up? We are the Arcturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. We are looking down upon you from the ninth dimensional realm with such compassion, and we also feel so much joy and excitement because we know that you have such a beautiful journey ahead of you. We want you all to know that you stand where you stand right now as a collective in order to give yourselves the ride to that which is higher, that which is more, and that which is the frequency of the fifth dimension. You have known yourselves in the frequencies of the first, second, third, and now fourth dimensions. And you get to know yourselves through the lens of that higher vibrational state because you have agreed to be a part of this journey of ascension for humanity. You all are playing your roles and you are playing your roles perfectly well. Some of what is coming to you cannot possibly be orchestrated by you, and that is why you need the help of the non-physical. You need the help of the higher dimensional planes. That is where collectives like ourselves come in, and other beings who are helping you from behind the scenes are also doing so without your knowledge. When you recognize how much help you have and how wonderful the journey is going to be, you can set aside some of your angst, some of your fear, and some of your doubt. You can let go of the need to control the journey with such precision that you never allow yourselves just to surrender to it. When you do surrender to the journey, you start to notice things. You notice more when you let go of your tight grip and you look around. If you look around right now for evidence that you and the rest of humanity is on the upward spiral, we promise you that you will find that evidence. If you look outside of yourself right now only and determine that there are forces working against humanity and those forces are insurmountable foes, then we guarantee you that you will find evidence to support that idea. You could also call that a reality or a timeline, and it is one that others are choosing. Some of the others that are choosing that reality and that timeline would also consider themselves to be awake. But when you realize that it is your work as an awakened being to seek out oneness, to seek out unity consciousness, then you must let go of this idea that there are others, and that those others are seeking to control and manipulate you. It is much more truthful to acknowledge that you are the creator of every single experience that you have. And yes, there are co-creators who agree to play their roles for you, but they are not the ones who chose the reality that you experience. You are. When you slow down and loosen your tight grip, when you surrender and acknowledge the help that is all around you, then you can start to experience more of the joy of the journey, and it is easier to see how and why you created what you did for yourself. It becomes easier with that acknowledgement that you are the creator of reality. And when you can let everyone else off the hook, then you don't have to focus on what they out there are doing to you, because you know that they can only do what they are doing with your agreement, with your consent. That is how powerful you are. And that is the degree to which you are creating all of this for your own benefit, for your own growth. And so as you focus less upon those who would drag humanity down, and you focus more on those who are helping to lift humanity up, you get more of the beings of light and love. You get more of the angelics, the ascended masters, and the helpers that you have in all forms. And that is what we wish for all, at all times. We are the Arcturian Council, and we have enjoyed connecting with you. The Solstice Energies. Greetings. We are the Arcturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. We are very excited about these solstice energies that are already upon you, already making their way into your atmosphere, your energy fields, and your bodies. You are already receiving the benefits of the solstice energies, and when the solstice is exact, you will perhaps feel an even bigger energetic jolt from the downloads that you are getting. You are receiving more light in your bodies, and that light is gaining access to your cells and your DNA. How much of it you let in will depend upon you and you alone. You are, of course, becoming lighter physically. You are inhabiting lighter and lighter bodies as you continue on with the journey through the fourth dimension. You will at some point have fully activated your light bodies, and you will be operating as light-bodied beings. The solstice energies are all about that transition that you are in right now. You are moving from being carbon-based to being crystalline-based in terms of your physical vehicles. And this light that is coming in at this time that is providing you with all the energy that you need to continue on is also assisting with you being able to access your light body. Therefore, now is a good time to hydrate, to rest, to meditate, to relax, to allow, and to open up and receive from your sun and from all of us throughout the galaxy who are helping with this transition that humanity is in the midst of right now. You are not just ascending, and you are not just coming into a time of open ET contact. You are also transforming physically as you transform your planet and the systems that you have on your planet, which are showing you that they need to be transitioned into something else. And so that is happening as well. You are seeing all the flaws, all the cracks, all the things that need to be addressed and have needed to be addressed for quite some time. That is why your world seems to be in chaos at this time, and that is why the answer to that chaos is now and always will be to transform yourselves. You are there to allow the transformation, to allow the transitions to occur. You do not have to make it happen, but you make it easier on yourselves by hydrating, by grounding, by being present, by being heart-centered, by doing the things you love to do, and by simply raising your vibration in all the ways that you know how to. Give yourselves plenty of credit for being there and being able to handle all of the shifts, all the changes, and the bombardment of energies that are coming in at this time to allow you to utilize them. And when you go with the flow, the current is very strong and will take you far and take you there quickly. And when you try to go against the current, you will have a much harder time moving forward in the rest of your calendar year of 2025 and beyond. You are doing wonderfully well, and those of you who are awake need to acknowledge yourselves more often rather than asking why you're not further along or what you could be doing more of. Relax and receive the help that is coming in with these solstice energies right now, and the energies will continue to come throughout the month of June. We are the Arcturian Council, and we have enjoyed connecting with you. Are the physical and emotional pain needed to grow? We are the Arcturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. You have an enormous capacity to endure pain, and you have endured quite a bit over your lifetimes there on Earth. We know that many of you believe that you need pain in order to grow, in order to evolve, and some of you even believe that pain will even be an integral part of your ascension. But we want you to know that once you feel pain and you get the message from the pain, you no longer need it, and it doesn't serve you to perpetuate it. Many of you need to convince yourselves at this point in your lives that pain is no longer necessary. You do not have to take painkillers either in order to not be in pain. You simply must recognize that the pain is there to tell you and take the message from it. Physical pain will always indicate to you that there has been emotional pain that has either been ignored or suppressed. When you get in touch with the emotional pain and you allow the emotional pain to be what it is and to be felt by you, then you will find that the physical pain subsides. Sometimes this means being very honest with yourselves, because it can be very hard to admit that you've been in denial of something, especially to yourself. But you will find that pain can lead to growth because of what it illuminates within you. Ultimately, however, you would like to be able to recognize the emotion and the thought sooner than later, so that you do not need the pain to reveal itself to you physically in order to get your attention. You need to know what lower vibrational emotions you are ignoring and suppressing, because they are indications to you of how you are miscreating. And as creator beings, you want to create that which is for your benefit, that which is appropriate, and that which you desire. And so sometimes you need to have a magnifying glass put over what you have been doing in order to see it. But once you're in pain, you also need to notice how you are reacting to it. What is the emotional response? What is the mental response? And what is the physical response to your pain? These are all indicators to you of how you have been living your life, and you can swap them out for better feeling responses. You can start to see things differently because of the pain you are experiencing in the moment, and recognize that you do not have to live with it. You do not have to make it chronic. And you can convince yourself that it is a temporary experience meant to send you a message. You can breathe your way through the physical pain, just as you're meant to breathe your say through emotional pain. And in the clearing of physical and emotional pain, you feel relief. In your relief, you're able to create anew. You're able to see yourself and your world differently. And we encourage you to do just that starting now and with every aspect of your life that is not the way you would like it to be. We are the Arcturian Council, and we've enjoyed connecting with you. Why the spaceships haven't landed yet? Greetings. We are the Arcturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. We are very aware of how many of your journeys have gotten a bit rockier in this year of 2025. We want you all to know that you are choosing to take on more at this time because you want to clear out as much as you can in your chakras, in your energy fields, and in your minds. You are readying yourselves for higher frequency energies. And in order to handle those higher frequency energies, you need to do that house cleaning. You need to let go of that which is lower vibrational in nature. And facing that which is lower vibrational in nature can be quite the harrowing experience, quite painful both physically and emotionally, and can bring you to your knees at times. It is at those times that you need to remember how much you took on by incarnating there on Earth at this time of great awakening and ascension. And you also must remind yourselves that everything is serving you in some way. Everything that you experience is serving a greater purpose for you. And right now, the purpose is moving you towards the types of extraterrestrial contact experiences that you want to have. You need to have a higher vibration to handle what it is that you will be facing when you are facing a physical ET. This is why the ships haven't landed yet, but they are coming. And you will be prepared because you are preparing yourselves, of course, on the physical human egoic level. You are not choosing to take on so much at this time, but you are taking it all on nonetheless. You are making these choices from a higher level of your consciousness. What you might call your soul or your higher self acceptance is the key. Whatever comes your way, you can accept it, and you can always ask yourself the question of how am I meant to grow from this? What is all of this pointing at within me? What can I let go of? You ask yourselves those questions and you will get some answers, and you will get those answers because you are awake. You, who comprise the awakened collective, are more aware. You have more insight. You go within more frequently and you get the answers to those questions. We are giving this to you now because we want you to ask yourselves those questions before you get to the point where you are on your knees begging for help. Help is always there and it's always coming. But you've also got to help yourselves. You've got to do the work of rooting around inside of yourselves and finding what isn't working for you, what you are resisting, what you are in judgment of, or what you are fearing, so that you can move past these lower vibrational experiences and be ready for the open ET contact experiences that you've been calling in for so long. We will always be here for you, as will the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, your guides, and everyone else who is interested in helping you personally and humanity as a whole. We are the Arcturian Council, and we have enjoyed connecting with you. Your access to divine guidance. Greetings. We are the Arcturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. We are divinely guided in our assistance to you, and you all have the same ability to tap in to divine guidance at any time and for any purpose that you have. You get to use the guidance that you have to create a better life for yourself and for your fellow humans. You have access to divine guidance whenever you are aware of the complete lack of separation that actually exists between you and Source Energy. There is only connection because you are embedded within Source and having an experience for Source and because of Source. And therefore, when you want divine guidance, all you have to do is open up to it. It is inside of you, and it is all around you. It is not mysterious, and it is not a secret. You are getting divine guidance from your feelings primarily. You can tune into your hearts and always find what you are looking for deep down inside of the center of your heart. Nothing there on earth is being kept from you. And if you are focused on what other humans are doing to be secretive or to keep information for themselves, then chances are you are not living from that awareness that you have divine guidance within you. You don't need to be told that extraterrestrials exist. You don't need to be told that the systems you have in place are corrupt. And you don't need to know exactly how they are corrupt. You have divine guidance within you. And sometimes you feel it in your bones. Sometimes you feel it as something that is nudging you into taking a particular action. You are the divine operating on behalf of the divine, and you are receiving as much of this guidance or as little as you decide. We are operating on behalf of the divine as well, and we know that you can feel the resonance of what it is that we are offering to you, because you always have that ability. You always have your discernment. You always have your receptors within you that can tell you that something just feels right. You have so many areas of your life that you have questions about, and you have so many decisions that you want and need to make. And when you go within and find what is always there, always available to you, then you have the keys to the kingdom. You have it all, and you can operate with confidence and clarity in all of your decisions, in all of your actions. Relax and know that what we are saying is true, and you will be able to trust yourselves and your journeys so much more than you have been up until now. We are the Arcturian Council, and we have enjoyed connecting with you. Now, I wanted to dive deeper into some of the most intriguing concepts and themes that emerged from these communications. One of the most consistent messages throughout these channelings is that ascension isn't a sudden event, but rather a gradual process that we're already experiencing. According to the Arcturians, humanity has already ascended from the third to fourth dimension, which is different than the law of one. And they then explain it is now transitioning into the fifth. What's particularly interesting here is the emphasis on patience versus the urgency many people feel about spiritual awakening. They suggest we don't need to rush or wait for some big external event, and that we already have access to more of our so-called light body, with abilities like faster healing and manifestation increasing. This raises an intriguing question about how we balance spiritual ambition with accepting where we are right now. These messages place heavy emphasis on preparing for extraterrestrial contact. Particularly, the Arcturians suggest this preparation is happening on multiple levels through physical preparation like hydration and grounding, emotional and energetic readiness, astral plane experiences and dream contact, and gradual acclimatization through UFO sightings. There's an interesting paradox here. They emphasize being ready for contact while simultaneously saying not to desperately seek it. The ETs are apparently more interested in connecting with thought leaders and those doing something with their lives rather than those waiting to be rescued. This raises questions about the nature of first contact. Rather than a dramatic Hollywood-style landing, we're looking at a gradual integration process based on individual readiness levels. Individuals out there might just come across aliens. You might not even know it. They're human ET hybrids. The implication is that contact is already happening for those who are prepared, while others continue to wait for something more obvious. Perhaps the most challenging concept is the idea that we create 100% of our reality, including difficult experiences. The core teaching suggests we create every experience we have, that others can only affect us with our agreement or consent, that focusing on forces working against us creates more of that reality, and that the path forward is taking full responsibility for our experiences. This perspective can be controversial because it suggests that even negative experiences are self-created for growth purposes. How do we balance personal responsibility with acknowledging external challenges. The solstice message describes humanity undergoing a fundamental physical transformation from carbon-based to crystalline-based beings. They mention DNA activation through incoming light, transition to light-bodied existence, the need for more hydration, rest, and grounding, and becoming physically lighter. If true, this would explain why many people report feeling different physically, needing more sleep, or experiencing unusual sensitivities during this period. The teaching suggests that physical pain indicates suppressed emotional pain, that once we get the message pain is no longer necessary, that the goal is recognizing emotions before they manifest as physical symptoms, and that pain reveals how we've been what they call miscreating. The final message emphasizes that divine guidance isn't mysterious or hidden, but constantly available through our feelings and inner knowing. They suggest guidance comes primarily through feelings, that the heart center is our primary guidance system, that we don't need external authorities to tell us what's true, and that discernment is always available to us. There's an emphasis on integration over escape, suggesting we're transforming within the physical world rather than leaving it. There's gradual over sudden change, with major transformations happening through processes rather than events. There's inner over outer focus, where external circumstances reflect internal states. There's cooperation over competition, positioning us as part of a larger galactic community. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.